Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Trendy Trev. Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbarrnip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. The energy epidemic. Experts urge nationwide health check for iron and vitamin D. Iron and vitamin D deficiencies are silently draining the energy and health of millions of Australians. In fact, females are more likely to be iron deficient than males, while more than one in five Australian adults are deficient in vitamin D. As we emerge from the post-winter immunity dip, Touch Biologist's new simple iron and deficiency D rapid test allow Aussies to conveniently self-test at home. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Stephanie Saunders, Touch Bio Ambassador. Stephanie Saunders, who is a mum of six, influencer and nurse. We have Stephanie live. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. You're based in Sydney, are you?
I am, yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. Look, so talking about a very important conversation here, iron and vitamin D deficiency, silent draining the energy of health in millions of Australians. So tell us where we're at in regards to this. What do we need to do for light at the end of the tunnel, you could say, Stephanie?
Yes. So it's a silent epidemic, especially after winter. Everyone's been hibernating inside. I'm not too sure about Cairns, though, because I don't think that you have very much of a winter over there.
Sure, thank you. The heat up here, the humidity probably protects us in that space.
100% agree, 100% agree. It would probably be more the iron in the women up in Cairns. They're usually hit the hardest with iron deficiency, especially pregnant women as well. And 40% of girls aged 14 to 18 don't get enough iron. Mm. So it's really important to listen to our bodies and, yeah, take action if you feel like you are feeling extra tired, lethargic. Don't ignore those symptoms. I did for a very long time. I thought it was just, I put it down to being super busy, children, and I just, as a nurse, we seem to ignore our health, put other people first, but it was just as simple as going to Woolworths and grabbing a Touch Bio test, finger pricking, and then I realised I was deficient in iron and vitamin D.
So the test as such, does it state the fact that you're low in vitamin D, is that right?
Correct. There are two separate tests. Okay. So there's a ferritin test, which is the iron test, and then a vitamin D test. They're fairly inexpensive as well. They're very affordable. Mm. You can also get them in pharmacies and online too. But, simple prick, finger prick. You wait a couple of minutes and then you compare it to the instructions. My iron was not sufficient, and vitamin D levels were low.
And what do you do to pep that up, so to speak?
So the next port of call for me was going to the GP and then a plan of action, supplementation. There is also, if you can't access a GP or it's not easily accessible for you, there is also a Touch Bio helpline, and they can put you in contact with medical help as well. You can also go to pharmacists and they can help you with supplements. And it's also important to not just supplement with tablets, but with the correct diet.
And what are the symptoms if we tend to ignore it or don't act on it as such?
Yeah, so it's just more like fatigue, brain fog, irritability, so low mood. Your immune system is quite low as well, so you get, I was sick maybe 3 times in 9 months, and you find it really difficult to concentrate as well.
Okay, so very important. Are we talking ages here?
Sorry?
are we talking ages? Does it affect certain people at certain ages, or it's open for anybody and everybody, children as
anybody
well?
Anybody and everybody, especially with the iron. Younger women especially have very heavy menstrual periods, and then that, they're also at risk of having low iron. The more blood that you lose, the more prone to iron deficiency you are. With vitamin D, people who work indoors, and also we've been taught to slip, slop, slap, which is very important, very important to protect yourself from the sun, but that also... it also contributes to the vitamin D deficiency.
Lovely. All right. Fantastic. So, in regards to what we do, our annually checkup, so to speak, do a full Monty checkup on your iron and vitamin D deficiency as well.
That's right.
Communicate
that's
with,
exactly
you, with
right.
the doctor. Lovely. Well, thank you very much for sharing, and look, all the best to you. Thank you for your yarn. You keep smiling. We'll talk soon, Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Her name is Stephanie Saunders, and she's a Touch Bio Ambassador. And Stephanie Saunders, who's a mum of six, influencer and nurse. We're talking about iron and vitamin D deficiency, which is a silent draining, the energy of health of millions of Australians. So you can do a test, self-test, by going to the chemist, feeling lethargic, you're feeling tired, you're feeling with no energy. You may have a deficiency with vitamin D and iron. So do check it out. Have a check with, chat with your doctor. And also you can go to a chemist as such and get your testing done, self-testing done there. If that's the case, then take what you need to take to keep yourself energized. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana with the Bally One here, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trevor Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country. That's BB and Bumrip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Your bride.
This is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Pote, ho, hey, tu gamaha,
Yes, very good morning, Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, here on your Daily Program, National Talk Black. All right, a big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country of ours, the Big Island, Australia. Thank you very much for the work that you do, you mob. And big shout out and hope you're all well and deadly. All right. We're going to catch up a yarn now with two deadly sisters. We're talking Grace Vui and also Samara Fukupa. And we're talking about Limitless Bumma Indigenous Corporation. And a very good morning, ladies. How are we?
Good, thank you.
Good, thanks.
Good. Start with you, Grace. Grace Vui. Who your mob were you from, sister?
My mob is from Tinaroo up in the Tablelands.
Tablelands, Yidinji, yes.
Yidinji, yes. My family is the Barlow family.
Barlow.
But my grandmother, she was a maiden name Zanin.
Annie.
And, my family's from up there, up beautiful. Around Tablelands, but they're spread out to Innisfail and all around Queensland.
Yes, yes.
But my grandfather originates from, his mob originates from out in Yarraba. That's my grandfather, Norman Barlow. So, that's my family and that's my mob and a proud Aboriginal woman from up here in North Queensland.
Lovely, beautiful. Big shout out to your mob. Now, your beautiful sister, Samara, thank you. So along the same lines,
yep.
Same tree.
Yes.
Want to just confirm who your mob were you from, please, Samara?
Yeah, so my name's Samara Fukufuka, maiden name Barlow, well, Ray Barlow. Barlow from up there. And we are the Yidinji, Bundabar Yidinji people from up there in the Tablelands from our mum's side. And like Grace said, from Grandad Norman Barlow from the Yarraba side, ranging up through to Innisfail.
Yes, beautiful. So from the Tablelands to Yarraba, look, a beautiful footprint. Thank you very much. Big shout out to all your mob. Now, we're talking here a corporation, Limitless Bumma Indigenous Corporation. So tell us about this program. It's operating since October 22. Set a program to help young people in residential care homes to feel safe and cared for. So tell us about this fantastic operation.
All right. I guess I'll step in here. So in 2022, just a bit of backstory, me and my husband and our children, we were left homeless. In 2022 because the house that we were living in, the rental, was sold. And it was very hard to find, rentals that were taking 9 people because we have 7 children.
Okay. That's a basketball team with 2 on the bench there,
yep,
sister.
There it is. during that time, my husband also lost his job at that time. And that's because his workplace at the time, he was made, it went into liquidation. So
if it don't rain, it pours.
It does. And so we bought a caravan with our savings and we started to live in a caravan park just over there near, on Anderson Street down over in Manunda.
Okay.
And so during that time, we were doing anything we could because we had kids, so we got to keep going. And we were both doing Ubers and all sorts of things to, to get through day by day for our family. So we sat down one day and I guess a vision that came from our parents, Tupper and Roxanne Ray.
Yes.
They've worked in the community with youth for over 30, 40 years now in Cairns.
Mm.
So we kind of have that already inbuilt in us on, to work with the youth and to help, our children. So we both came from a background of residential care and then we decided to kind of put ourselves out there to transport young people first, starting off small. And so we started to transport young people up to Koenyama.
Koenyama.
And then we kind of got jobs starting from there. And it was just me and him. And then we kind of started, just started pouring in because of, I guess, the work and the natural connection that we have with our young people, not only culturally, but, in that space of knowing.
Well, you can't beat black on black when you've got our mob working with our mob.
It works.
Best ingredient, eh?
Yeah, so So I guess we saw gaps as well in the places that we worked for and thought that there could be some things that could be done differently. And so that's how this kind of came about, stemmed from the vision of my parents working with young people as well as our, I guess, resilience as well to make something of ourselves, in our community. So we started off doing the transporting, then it went to getting one young person in, and these young people, I guess, come from a place where they have nobody.
Yeah.
And we need to fill that void. So You know, I could go on hours about this, but I guess at the end of the day, these young people, they're moved around because, you know, they're looking for a place, but they're trying to see too, you know, are these people going to be here or what? They just, you know, move on to the next. And that's what we see in this space, is that the young people get, they move around because they're looking for someone to stand by them.
Sure.
You know, and if you don't stand by them, they're just going to, you know, they do whatever they want to do. They're not going to respect you.
That's right, exactly, yeah.
So when we came to the space, we had young people that came in and they're like, hey, you know, they're beating up our workers, beating up us. I got scars all over my body from these kids, you know, because they, you know what I mean? Mm. They got no respect. They haven't been taught that.
Sure.
So during that time, we started with one house with that young person, and then we built that relationship and rapport with that young person. It took us exactly 6 months. And that's what we see. It takes 6 months for them to bring down those walls and become, you know that we're there. So it doesn't matter how much they do, or I guess the things that we go through with them, they need to know that we're going to stay, because they've seen people come go
right.
But they
revolving
need to have
door.
That yeah they need to have that them
stability
people that's, yep and I guess also what we're trying to do is in this space as well, when the young people turn 18, they're out by themselves,
yep.
Almost like, here's your bag, see you later.
There's got to be a transit child to an adult.
Correct. Because it's just like our young, it's like our own children. If we did that, what are we going to do? Do we just give our kids their bags at 18 and go, see you later, don't call me again?
That's right, be swinging in the breeze. That's right.
We're trying to close that gap, and that's what we're doing. And I guess we had our first young person that's aged out of care. Right now we have 27 young people in our care. We have 9 houses ranging from here, Mount Isa to Townsville. And we have about 120 staff at the moment.
Beautiful. So, yeah. Fantastic. And we're talking about a lot of Indigenous employment as well.
Correct.
Thank you. Black on black, yeah. Over to your beautiful sister, Samara. So, of course, you're part of this program in regards to, see a phrase here, values of faith, family and future, and also building a stronger me. Can you elaborate on that, please, sister?
Yeah, I think I got a really cool story in our pillars there. One of our cool stories that I share with a lot of people is, you know, the pillars are faith, family and future, and that's really what we do. We had one child come into our care, and you know, we implement them going to church, you know.
Yes.
And we do that because we want them to find a community, a place to rest.
Okay.
We found that growing up, so we want them to experience that, and that's what we've implemented.
Sure.
We had one kid, you know, child come into care. We went to church, a church service.
Yes.
And, you know, they can swear at everyone. They don't care who you are.
No,
they'll swear
right.
you up and down.
Thank you.
Respectfully, this young person came and knew, I'm not swearing in this service. And I didn't hear them swear the whole service.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
It's
like
a good platform.
And that's the place where they found that respect.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, wow, that was that implementation that we were trying to do.
Sure. So yeah. And we talk about whatever tools are out there that we can use to create a strong foundation for these kids. If church is it, then so be it.
Mm.
But then there is a good platform.
Yeah, it really
is. Jesus above.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Where do you work? What do you do in the corporation, Limitless Bummer Indigenous Corporation, Samara?
Yes, so I'm alongside the team. I am the recruitment officer. So like we said, we're looking for people that want to make a change and make a difference in the community.
Okay.
So, you know, if anyone is listening today and wanting some work, we have space for that. And, you know, we have our website, we have our emails and our contact numbers for them to contact us, because that's the space we're in to allow people to grow and you know, find a career in what we do.
Lovely. So you guys have a web page?
Yes.
And web page under
Limitless Bummer.
Yep.
Bummer, one word.
Yep.
Limitlessbummer.com.au.
Yep.
So it's www.lbic, which is limitlessbummer.com. org.au.
Okay, so the acronyms, Limitless Bummer Indigenous Corporation, LBIC.com.au.
That's correct.
Lovely, beautiful. It's taken on people, men and women, and what ages for employment?
Ages is 18 and up.
All right, fantastic.
They just
need a car?
Need blue card.
Blue card.
Yep. Enrolled in anything to do with community services, you know, those sorts of things.
Youth work.
Youth intervention, which it has to be a Cert 4 or diploma.
Okay.
You know, or higher.
Yep.
And then also they need first aid and
CPR.
And CPR.
CPR, lovely.
Yep.
And you have offices here in Cairns, Townsville, Mount Isa.
Correct. So we have offices in all spaces, but our recruitment team is based in Cairns.
Based in Cairns.
Also, just on another note, our Mount Isa site, it's FIFO. So that's fly in, fly out, 1 week on, 1 week off.
All right. So they can fly from Townsville or Cairns to go to Mount Isa.
Correct.
Okay, beautiful.
Yep. All Brisbane.
All Brisbane. All right. Thank you. There you go.
Yep, all three spots.
Your mob looking for work, want to work with young ones? Here's an opportunity.
Yeah.
I always say the best exercise for your heart when you're bending down, lifting somebody up. And you're doing that with these beautiful children. Good yarn with you, ladies. Thank you so very much. A big shout out to your beautiful mother and father. Thank you very much. And the rest of the family. And look, we'll yarn soon, my sisters. And thank you for coming in.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you too, Deadly.
Thanks.
A beautiful yarn there with the girls from Limitless Bummer Indigenous Corporation, Grace and Samara, sisters, and working it together. And their values are faith, family, and future, and building a stronger me. So that's fantastic. You might be looking for work and want to work in this space. Get in touch with these guys and the acronym lbic.com.au. So do check it out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here, the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dindi country, BBM Bumrabet Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Yarn up strong, you mob. Don't be shy. Don't act. We know you want to talk. Too deadly. BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black.
I can see her in my mind. Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases. When you visit the free Wee Chopperum vaccination pop-up clinic, you'll be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward to protecting your family. One entry for every free vac shot. This Wednesday in Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Check out Wee Chopperum's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean wave. And as the lazy wave rolled by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
Yeah.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Video Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Now, a lot of our mob do know the number 13 Yarn. If there's some dramas happening in your life, a crisis, what have you, or you just need to talk to somebody, 13 Yarn is very powerful. So we're talking about 100 calls a day, unprecedented a surge in calls to Indigenous Crisis Support Line, calls to 13 Yarn's National Crisis Support Line for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, regulated surpassing 100 per day. Look, the numbers are big, it shows how important this service is. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Auntie Marjorie Anderson, Lifeline's Head of Indigenous Affairs, and we've got Auntie on the line. Auntie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev, and thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Auntie Marjorie, before we go any further, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please, Auntie?
I'm Gamilaroi mob, but I was born and bred on the streets of Redfern.
Okay, beautiful. And big shout out to your mob, big shout out to Redfern mob. Look, this is so very important in regarding 13 Yarn. Hats off to you in having this fantastic service available, but very sad in regarding the numbers, 100 calls a day.
I want to update those numbers because I did the maths this morning.
Okay.
And in the last 7 days, we've had an average of 144 calls a day.
144 calls a day. Our people are streaming out, aren't they, for support, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They are. Look, I think it's, you know, the referendum happened last year, and then, we felt rejected by our country, and a lot of people were, you know, really traumatised by the language around that was running around during the referendum debate. And then you know, we start these marches this year.
Yeah.
And these marches have really impacted on Aboriginal people.
Sure.
And then the whole neo-Nazi,
regime
raid on camp sovereignty.
Exactly.
And then the reaction to that raid as well has disappointed people.
Because
if there's somebody putting, you know, like words on a mosque or on, you know, or everybody's outraged. All the politicians come out outraged about the racism in the country.
Sure.
But Aboriginal people get bashed in a park and there's no outrage.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
The people that came out and spoke about it were our own politicians.
And imagine you talk about one rule for one, different rule for another.
True. Honestly. And where's our outrage? Where's our
thank you.
Where's our your response to the racism against Aboriginal people?
So 13 Yarn, so there it is for people to call and what have you. So it goes national. How many would you have on board in regarding staff?
Look, we've got 63 crisis supporters across Australia all up. Of course, they're not all on the phones at the same time.
No.
Because we're 24/7, we've got shifts 24/7.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is that it's 100% Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employment. So when you ring, you know there's mob on the end of the line.
Good. And you can't beat black on black. When you've got our mob talking to our mob, there's more openness. There's more, safe, you know, and you can yarn and you feel stronger and spiritually connected, I would say.
Yeah, and you don't have to explain who you are and your family makeup and your cultural responsibilities and your family responsibilities before you can get the help you need. You can just dive right in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so very much. So how long have you held the reins for at 13 Yarn?
Sorry?
How long have you held the reins for? How long have you been running it?
Since the very beginning.
Yeah, thank you.
I was brought on to design, develop, and deliver 13 Yarn.
And so how long has 13 Yarn been operating for now, Auntie Marjorie?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Look, very, very powerful, well needed. In regards to a brother or sister on the line who has problems or have concerns, how do you direct them? Where can you take them to? What's the process for your workers talking to our mob?
Well, the first thing we do is listen.
Thank you.
So when you ring up, you'll have somebody on the end of the line who's really listening to you and trying to understand where you're coming from.
Yep.
and the crisis supporters will sit in your space.
Yes.
So whatever you want to talk about, you can talk about.
Okay, lovely.
And then what we try and do is, you know, de-escalate and empower that person to think about how they're going to keep safe.
Yeah.
And how they're going to keep safe mentally and how are they going to keep safe physically. And so we try and we endeavour to get a safe plan at the end of the call.
Mm-hmm.
So the person is empowered, they've got a plan in case they, you know, start to think about things again.
Mm-hmm.
And or if they need ongoing help, if they need counselling or they just might need another service.
Yes.
We then refer them to the services in the area that they nominate want the services to be in. Because we don't know anything about you. We don't ask questions.
Yep.
We don't want to know your name, your age. We don't want to know anything about you. So,
yep.
Or we would like to get to know you, but it's not the role of a crisis line to do that.
Yeah, we're not here to pry, so to speak. We're here to guide you, direct you, and be a pair of ears, you could say.
That's true. Mm. We've had one old fella that rung up. He was an old songman from WA.
Mm.
And he rang up and he just wanted to vent about the government and about lots of different things, you know.
Mm.
And he rang up and he vented and he really, you know, spat it all out. And then at the end of the call, he said, "This is the first time I feel like I've been really listened to."
Oh, beautiful.
And now that song man rings up occasionally and sings songs.
That's right.
To our crisis supporters to keep them safe.
Yeah, beautiful. No, it's fantastic. It's a team effort, isn't it, Auntie?
It is. Mm. It is.
Well, look, thank you very much for your yarn. The numbers are high, 140 a day. But here's the service. We are here. And I would say a big shout out and hats off to your deadly team. Look, it is a team effort and they are doing wonderful work in regard to looking after our mob on the Big Island, Australia, Auntie.
Yeah, those crisis supporters do a great job.
You know,
they're there and they listen and they're mob.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you very much, Auntie. You take care. All the best. I'll stay in touch and we'll yarn soon, Auntie.
Okay, true. Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Auntie Marjorie Anderson, Lifeline's Head of Indigenous Affairs. As I was saying earlier, 100 days, 100 calls a day. She just corrected me, 140-odd calls a day. And the numbers are surging in regard to Indigenous Crisis Support Line. So it just shows you how important the services is needed. You can call the 1311 number. Yes, you can. But when you're talking about First Nation mob, dealing with First Nation mob, black on black, that's the best medicine in itself. So that number again, 13 YARN. Do look it up and check it out. And you can have your say. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. YARN up strong here on your Talk Black program. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on New Dingy Country. And that's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And your host, the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
All that crying, total control of what we have, ain't no lying. So forget about immorality, live for humanity. Just let your emotions show who you are. Silent people, let's move forward. Come on. Let go of all that strength so deep inside. Too long suffering, time for curing. You know, this race of people, they die.
live to die. Arise, silent people, you gotta stop all that trying. Never give up on your culture, ain't no lying.
So forget
about immorality. Live for humanity.
Just let
your emotions show who you are. Silent people, let's move forward. Come on. Let go of all that strength so deep inside. Too long suffering. Time for curing, you know. This race of people, they don't deserve to die.
Hold your position and listen. My microphone mission is to keep you dancing and moving without this. And I'll follow what you're talking about. Want this baller Murray Sailor over here to put a foot in your mouth. Where the respect, the key for the door. We love it raw. If not got the baller man, oh well, you better get full. Look no young, but y'all no look. I saw you carry on, but really you should see how you look. Clean your own backyard, baller, before you clean mine. You see I'm on the microphone, I proper saw that shot. When it's time to do the damage, I'm not taking my time. You can look in my eye and I'ma tell it no lies. This is a freestyle dedication to the Federation of Australians. Aborigines, Torres Strait, freeze and the PNGs to the NZs. Ha! This Australia.
Silent people, let's move forward. Come on. Let go of all that strength so deep inside. Too long suffering, time for curing. You know, this race of people, they don't deserve to die.
Arise. My people have arisen, my people on a mission, my people have vision.
Arise.
Stop all the crying, stop all the lying, no more carry on.
Arise.
My people have arisen, my people on a mission, my people have vision.
Arise.
Stop all the crying, stop all the lying, no more carry on.
Arise.
My people have arisen, my people on a mission, my people have vision.
Arise.
Stop all the lying, stop all the crying, no more carry on.
Arise.
My people have arisen, my people on a mission, my people have vision.
Arise.
Stop all the crying, stop all the lying, no more carry on.
Arise.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
From another mother.
Don't be too brave to say.
Think back to the good old times. We had the windows down and we were children, had the vibes.
There was no other way.
These days, they're moving too fast. Can't help but reminisce about the memories of the past.
Life was so simple then.
So time out, stop the clock. Before you know it, you'll have just about forgotten.
So take it easy.
Now there's no
to say.
Getting through dazed and confused, where will we be when we come to?
There was no other way.
Say no more, now I'm ready for the free fall.
Life was so simple then.
Studio.